Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7, while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Visit the site, read the articles, listen to podcasts such as this, join the club, and check out all of our products, specifically our t-shirts that are moving fast. A little bit of an announcement around those. We have a new color shirt coming out in the next week or two, which you should be able to see on the site and be able to order before Christmas. Remembering that a big portion of those proceeds will go to the hospital. So keep your eye out for that. Before I get into tonight's show, I also want to remind you all that I contribute to SteelCityUnderground.com, where there are many great columnists, and you can read several different opinions and articles about the Steelers, the AFC North, our predictions for each game throughout the week, and much more. So go over there and check it out as well. But we'll begin tonight with what happened this past week, I guess, against the Titans. And, I mean, finally, right? I mean, that's the first word that comes to mind when I think about that game. They did what they needed to do in a very impressive fashion, in my opinion, specifically in the second half, offensively, to finally drop over 30 points, 40 to be exact. Roethlisberger was on fire. Antonio Brown, of course, on fire. That one-handed helmet catch was as good as it gets. But Big Ben with the four touchdown passes, 299 yards, no picks. I mean, that's the Ben that we're used to seeing the past several years. That's the Ben that I've expected to see every game this year. It didn't happen through the first nine. But when the Steelers improved to 8-2, you know, he was a big reason why. And as I wrote about this week, they are going to go as far as he's going to take them. So, you know, you've heard me throughout the shows all season long talk about Le'Veon Bell and how the offense needs to start and stop with him. And I'm not going to change that. That is what I think and feel. He needs to begin the offense. He needs to allow the team to spread out after he gets going. And I do think he is the key to that. But the key to the team's long-term success in the 2017 campaign rests on the shoulders of Big Ben Roethlisberger. When he is on, as he was against Tennessee, the team fires on all cylinders. He's the captain for a reason. He's still the most important player on the team all around. And as great as Bell is, and as much as I think the offense needs to center around Bell to allow Roethlisberger to be that guy that he is, the team will go as far as Ben takes them. And that's really predicated upon his play. If he's throwing the balls all over the field and in an inaccurate fashion, or making the mistakes similar to Jacksonville, which I don't think that will happen again, but then they're not going to go very far. But if he is on, or even close to on, as he was against Tennessee, then this team can go a very, very long way. And it's not just the fact that he was extremely accurate. It's not just the fact that he obviously threw for four touchdown passes and nearly 300 yards with the 299 against a pretty solid Titans team, by the way. But the escapability factor was back. We haven't seen that this year, but he was extending plays. He was getting out of the pocket a little bit. He was making some throws. And he was very elusive, and, you know, obviously he's deceptively elusive over the past, I guess, his career, really. But we hadn't seen that. He had not really gotten away from any of the sacks or some of the tackles that he historically has been able to do so, this year. But he finally, against the Titans, did. And if that was a little bit of foreshadowing with what's to come over the next 6 weeks and then ideally beyond into the postseason, then this team has a chance to go very, very far. But again, it's going to rest on his shoulders, and hopefully that will continue. And hopefully it will continue this week against the Green Bay Packers as they visit Heinz Field on Sunday Night Football, a game in which the Steelers are favored by, I believe, 14 points. points or so, definitely double digits, as we head into the game this coming Sunday. It's a huge, huge deficit, obviously, in terms of the line for the Packers. And obviously, the biggest reason is the fact that Aaron Rodgers will not be playing. You know, when I first looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season, I actually, of course, assumed Rodgers would be playing and projected this as one of about, I think, five losses for the Steelers. I'm not projecting that now. Brett Hundley, who's been their quarterback since Rodgers went down, he's no good. I mean, yeah, he's young. He doesn't have a lot of experience, but it doesn't matter why. He's not good. He's thrown 158 passes this year. He's completed almost 61% of those for 940 yards. Not horrible, but he only has two touchdowns compared to seven interceptions. That is not good. He's been sacked 17 times. And just for your reference, Aaron Rodgers had been sacked 19 times before he went down. So, obviously, both quarterbacks were susceptible to the sack, but Rodgers is far more elusive than Hundley, and Hundley's played far less games than Rodgers, and he's already been sacked nearly as many times as Rodgers. So, point being, the very first thing the Steelers need to do is get after Hundley. One, try to put him on the ground, whether you're pressuring him, quarterback hits, or ideally sacks, forcing turnovers, fumbles, or it looks like he is very susceptible to the interception. And, you know, if the Steelers are going to play like they did this past week against the Titans, that, you know, they're going to get a few balls because they went after it and they got them. And I'm excited to see that. I was really happy with the way Cody Sensabaugh played in place of Joe Hayden. And Hayden will be out again this week, not surprisingly. Sensabaugh will be in there, but he's fine. I mean, he's absolutely fine. I have no issues with that. Now, Artie Burns, I expect, you know, will be covering probably Devontae Adams, I would imagine, which means that Sensabaugh would be on the other side, most likely against Randall Cobb. So I like those odds, especially when Brett Hundley is throwing the ball. I like those odds. You know, Jordy Nelson is still a guy that's out there capable of making plays. And, you know, I think the Steelers recognize that. And, you know, he shouldn't be overlooked. But again, with Hundley throwing the ball, I don't see really any of these guys as a massive threat. So I think the Steelers need to go after Hundley hardcore and let the rest happen. In terms of their running attack, Aaron Jones is their leading guy. He is averaging 5.3 yards a carry. They're averaging 4.3 as a team. That does concern me some, and I think that's the game plan the Packers will have to start, at least. I don't think they're going to want to put the game in Hundley's hands. I expect them to give the ball to Aaron Jones, maybe to Ty Montgomery as well, who's their second leading rusher. I actually think that's the biggest concern for the Steelers, because defensively, I know they're still number eight in the league against the rush, number three against the pass, the Steelers, but I think they're susceptible to the big plays in both facets of the defense, but specifically so far this year against the run. The missed tackles, Coach Tomlin spoke about this week, are not where they can't continue to happen, and that is an issue, and that needs to improve, and this might be the week that happens. But they, you know, when you've got a guy averaging 5.3 yards a carry and a team that's susceptible allowing the 10 or 15 or 20 plus yard runs, that is a recipe for a potential problem. Now, overall, I don't see a massive issue here, but it is definitely a recipe that could spell problems if the Steelers allow the Packers to, you know, run the ball effectively, because then Hundley won't be a factor. But if the Steelers can take Jones out of this thing, if they can take Montgomery out of this thing and put the ball in Hundley's hands, they're going to have a field day. And that's what I expect to happen overall. I expect the Steelers to win and win big. Offensively, I think that you're going to see the Steelers go with an even attack. I think Le'Veon Bell will get 20 carries. Roethlisberger will probably throw about 25 times or so. I think he's going to be on again, Roethlisberger. I think we might have finally turned the corner with his play and the offensive play in general. Against the Titans, I do expect big things from the offense. I think Martavis Bryant, of course Antonio Brown, but I think Martavis Bryant is going to have a pretty big game. Juju's going to be out there. Antonio Brown's going to get his catches and be a factor. But the Packers are going to key on Brown. They are going to key on Brown. There's no question about that. And so I think that's going to open up some opportunities for Juju and for Martavis. And if those guys aren't open for some reason, then, you know, Ben can dump it off to Le'Veon or even Jesse James, who I think is a very underrated guy on that offense. But we can't forget about the fact that Marcus Gilbert won't be out there again, not due to injury this time, but due to a 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs, which he has come out and said, of course, he ingested accidentally with some sort of supplement or medication or something thereof that he was taking. You know, we're not here to debate his statement on that, so we'll move on. But his absence will mean that Chris Hubbard will be playing this week and the next 4 weeks. And that's fine. I mean, he's filled in well this year when Gilbert was down with injury. The key number here, or statistic to understand, I guess, is the two Steelers' losses this season came without Gilbert. 5-0 with him, 3-2 without him. Is that super relevant? Hard to say, but that's the facts. They've played 10 games, 5 with, 5 without. They're 5-0 with him, 3-2 without him. We'll see what that means this week. I suspect a big win. But point being, if anything, Gilbert's absence causes a depth problem. So Hubbard's good, and he's filled in great, and there's no complaints about him, but he's supposed to be that number two guy. So now everybody moves up a spot, and that's the issue. If there's an injury, if somebody's getting extremely winded, just need to replace somebody for whatever reason, now you're going to that next guy down the rung. And I know the saying is next man up, but it's the next man down when you're talking about the depth that's available. So that's the big concern. I mean, if it were me, depending on how these next 4 weeks go, if they go 3-1 or 4-0 and Gilbert comes back, he's not starting for me. You know, he'll have 2 weeks in the season remaining to kind of get his legs back under him before the playoffs. But you know what? He's going to be out of shape. 4 weeks for these guys away from the training facility, away from any team activity, away from contact is a long time. And I think that you're basically going to see him come back as the reserve. We'll see how that plays out. A lot of that's going to depend on the next, you know, 4 games, but I expect Hubbard to step up. So we'll see about that. So back to this week, I do think, again, an even offense. I expect a heavy pass rush defense. I think the Steelers will get 2 or 3 turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. I think offensively, Ben's going to be throwing dimes, and Bell's going to have his day, and the Steelers are going to run away with this thing, I think, earlier than they did against the Titans. I think they're going to come out of the gates amped and slinging the ball and just putting out something similar to what they did in the second half against Tennessee. So I expect another 30-point-plus performance. They have one now with the win against Tennessee at 40. As you saw, mid-season, I projected 3 games in the second half with 30 or more points, so we are a third of the way there. I think that second game happens this week against the Packers. I'm going to give the Steelers a 31-13 victory. I think they're going to come out. I just don't think Green Bay is any good without Aaron Rodgers, and the way they have fallen off since his injury just goes to show you how valuable that guy is. But that's what I expect. Pittsburgh 31, Green Bay 13. Offense firing on all cylinders. Ben looks great. A couple of touchdowns, throwing darts, no picks, and the defense comes up with 2 or 3 turnovers and they get 4 or 5 sacks. Until then, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I hope you have a safe weekend. Enjoy the game. And we'll talk to you next week, hopefully, after another Steeler victory.